The most important question in video game development has nothing to do with making video games. It's a simple question that has stymied artists for centuries and put an end to countless creative endeavors. How are we going to pay for this thing? In early 2012, Fergus Urquhart, the CEO of Obsidian Entertainment, found himself unable to come up with an answer. Obsidian, a relatively small game development studio based in Irvine, California, had spent the past year working on a fantasy role-playing game, RPG, called Stormlands. They'd never made a game quite like this. It was weird, ambitious, and most important, funded by Microsoft, whose game producers had decided they wanted a massive, exclusive RPG to launch alongside their next console, the Xbox One. Around 50 of Obsidian's approximately 115 employees were working on the game, which meant it cost a lot of money, which was fine, as long as Microsoft kept sending checks. Urquhart had grown accustomed to financial pressure. He'd been working in games since 1991, first as a tester at the publisher Interplay, then as a designer, then as the boss of the powerhouse developer Black Isle Studios, which a suddenly cash-strapped Interplay dismantled in 2003. That same year, Urquhart founded Obsidian with a few other Black Isle veterans, and they quickly learned that running an independent studio was like juggling dangerous objects. If they didn't have a new contract ready to go as soon as the last one had finished, they were in trouble. Urquhart has thin, light brown hair and a stocky build. He speaks quickly, with the authoritative tone of someone who's spent decades pitching games. Over the years, he's played a part in creating some of the most beloved RPGs in gaming, like Fallout and Baldur's Gate. While speaking on panels and to the press, he's always candid about the difficulties of running an indie studio. The life of an independent developer is every morning you wake up wondering if your publishers are going to call and cancel your games, Urquhart said. I wish I was more of a sociopath or psychopath and I could just completely ignore the fact that there's this guillotine pointed at my neck all the time. But I can't. And I don't think a lot of developers can. And unfortunately, there's that constant threat, and that threat is used a lot. It's used all the time. On the morning of March 12, 2012, Urquhart's cell lit up. It was the Stormlands producer at Microsoft, texting to ask if Urquhart could hop on the phone. Right away, he knew what was about to happen. "It's the text from the girlfriend who's going to break up with you," Urquhart said. "I just got on the call knowing what it was going to be." Microsoft's representative was frank. They were canceling Stormlands. Effective immediately, 50 of Urquhart's employees no longer had work. The producer didn't say why Microsoft was axing the game, but it had become clear to Obsidian's top staff that development was not going smoothly. There was an inordinate amount of pressure, not just to make a good RPG, but to make a good RPG that could sell Xbox Ones. Stormlands' ideas had felt disjointed to Obsidian staff, and, at least from Obsidian's point of view, Microsoft's expectations were impractical. As some former Stormlands developers described it, the game was full of ambitious, high-level ideas, many driven by Microsoft's vision of what should be in an Xbox One launch game. The Xbox One was all about the Kinect, a motion-sensing camera that could recognize full-body gestures. So, what if Stormlands let you use Kinect to haggle with shopkeepers? The Xbox One would support cloud computing, allowing each player's console to interact with Microsoft-owned computer servers. So, what if Stormlands had big, massively multiplayer raids that would let you meet up with other players on the fly? These ideas all sounded interesting on paper, but it was unclear whether any of them would work in a game. Different people who worked on the game pointed different reasons for Stormlands' ultimate demise. Some say Microsoft was too ambitious. Others say Obsidian was too petulant. But everyone agrees that by the end, the project had gotten unwieldy. "Expectation after expectation after expectation got piled onto the game," Urquhart said. "It turned into this thing that everybody was scared of. I think, in fact, even we were scared of it."